we consider the Life and Work Conference in 1925 here in Stockholm as one of the most important roots of the World Council of Churches. So Stockholm is with us all the time.
Professor Heinrich Bedford Strom är ordförande i kyrkornas världsråd. Ett nätverk av kyrkor som bildades 1948 i Amsterdam ur en önskan att samla kyrkor från hela världen för att samarbeta och tillsammans be och arbeta för fred och rättvisa. Men World Council of Churches rötter sträcker sig alltså tillbaka till Stockholmsmötet 1925.
So I'm grateful, very grateful to the Swedish churches, but I'm also very happy that we can live from that heritage from 100 years ago. It still inspires us.
Det var Svenska kyrkans ärkebiskop Nathan Söderblom som tog initiativet till det stora ekumeniska mötet i Stockholm 1925. Och på huvudkontoret i Genève har kyrkornas världsråd en byst av ärkebiskopen.
Every time I come to Geneva, I look at Nathan Söderblom. So it really underlines the very importance of this man for the ecumenical movement.
Kristi fordran och Kristi föredöme gör oss modiga och ödmjuka.
En ljudupptagning av ärkebiskop Nathan Söderbloms röst.
Fullkomlig kärlek driver ut räddhågan.
Söderblom samlade över 600 delegater från 37 länder. Med första världskriget i färskt minne stod fredsfrågan i centrum. Och mötet präglades av en insikt att det var hög tid för kyrkorna att träda fram som tecken på fred och försoning. För sitt initiativ och arbete för fred fick Nathan Söderblom ta emot Nobels fredspris redan 5 år senare. Men Stockholmsmötet la även grunden för den moderna ekumeniska rörelsen och Söderbloms roll i det kan enligt Bedford Strom inte överskattas.
I have been very impressed by seeing how this man, the Archbishop of Sweden at that time, through his big ecumenical network, has shaped not only this conference in Stockholm, but also a lot of the future ecumenical movement. He met with the patriarch of Alexandria, and he invited him to the Stockholm conference. And maybe that was one of the reasons, one of the roots of the fact that now, as we celebrate 100 years, there are many Orthodox brothers and sisters amongst us, and even the head of the global Orthodox Christianity, Patriarch Bartholomew I, is amongst us here in Stockholm. So this is just a detail how Nathan Söderblom really made a big difference, also for the future.
I världsrådet möts idag över 350 olika kyrkor från 120 länder. Och där finns allt ifrån protestantiska och ortodoxa till anglikanska traditioner. Katolska kyrkan är inte medlem men samarbetar nära. Genom åren har kyrkornas världsråd engagerat sig i allt från kampen mot apartheid till dagens frågor om klimat, flyktingar och mänskliga rättigheter.
I think we need to speak up publicly for the most vulnerable, for the poor, for the weakest members of society. And often enough, we need to speak up globally by being ambassadors of the context in other parts of the world that people in other contexts don't see.
Huvudtanken är densamma som från början, att världens kristna ska stå enade i tro och handling för en mer fredlig och rättvis värld.
The farmers in Tanzania, for example, that I have visited many times, they can't get any harvest anymore because either there's flooding or there's drought. So, and the reason for it is the global warming. Where does the global warming come from? From CO2. Then I look at the numbers and I look at the German amount of CO2 per head per year, which is about 9 tons. And I look at the Tanzanian amount of CO2 emission, which is 0.2 tons per head and per year. And everyone who just sees those numbers or knows something about it sees how deeply unjust this is, that those who have contributed the least to global climate change are the first victims. And the only way to make this visible in the power centers of the world is through ambassadors. And we as WCC, we want to be ambassadors. When I hear the stories of my brothers and sisters in Tanzania or on the Fiji Islands, I go home. And when I talk to my politicians and to the people in the economy in my country, my brothers and sisters from other parts of the world are sitting at the table. How can I preach to them when I visit them and start my sermon with, dear brothers and sisters, and forget the fact that they are my brothers and sisters when I'm back home? No, they remain my brothers and sisters, and that's why I stand up for them in my own country. And if we all do that in the ecumenical movement, I think we can make a difference.
Så när socialminister Jakob Forssmed under ekumeniska veckan bjöd in de internationella kyrkoledarna till ett lunchmöte i Rosenbad gav biskop Heinrich Bedford Ström sin vana trogen sina syskon i världens fattiga länder en plats vid ministerbordet.
Well, the message was, don't forget the global south. Don't forget people in other contexts that are just as we all created equally in the image of God. Which means that human dignity must be the criterion of all our action. And that applies to all governments, of course, also.
Mänsklig värdighet och det moraliska sveket i att bekosta den militära upprustningen med pengar som skulle ha gått till att bekämpa fattigdom och förtryck.
And this is something I addressed. If the military spending increases more and more to a point where $2.5 trillion is the military budget of this globe and $1.5 trillion simply NATO. And at the same time, the increase of the military budget is to be paid by cuts in humanitarian aid or development aid. That is a moral scandal. Every day, 25,000 people are dying because of hunger or lack of medication. Every day, 25,000 people. They are forgotten in our politics, in our Western societies, in the rich societies, they're forgotten. And we need to make them visible. That is one of the big tasks of the church. We need to be prophetic and we need to live the option for the poor that the Bible gives us in all its traditions. And that is what we have tried to do also here in Sweden when we talk to politicians. And that's what we will do when we go home.
Kyrkornas världsråds ordförande tror att kyrkan kan göra stor skillnad i en sårad och splittrad värld. Men för att det ska kunna ske får kyrkan inte vara tyst eller ge upp inför verkligheten.
I think and I hope that the fact that we live in a divided world, I hope that the fact that we live in a wounded world leads to the mobilization of all those inner powers that live from the one source of the love of Jesus Christ. And that is what we as churches live from. We cannot just remain silent or even resign to reality. If we live out of this spirit of faith, hope, and love, that is what we live from. And so, in this divided world, we need the voice of an institution where the unity source is stronger.
Och därför är han övertygad om att ekumeniska möten i förlängningen kan leda till att kyrkan, trots skillnader i kyrkotraditioner och bakgrund, kan visa världen att enhet är möjligt.
With all our different backgrounds, division is very probable. But we experience something different. We experience people who hug each other. We experience people who listen to each other. even beyond our different opinions. And we experience people who are moved by the same spirit of the love of Jesus Christ. And if we live this kind of spirit, we can give an example of unity to the world that the world needs so desperately. And that is my vision of the ecumenical movement, that we are really, truly salt of the earth and light of the world as Jesus has called us to be.
För när människor möts, lyssnar på och inspireras och lär av varandra, då får det ringar på vattnet som sprider sig långt efter att konferenserna är över, tror ordförande Bedford Strom.
It's not just a nice gathering that you enjoy and everything. It really is the source of many other inspirational and relationships and even friendship relationship that grow from these kinds of conferences. I can say that for myself, that I have had so many wonderful talks and exchanges with new insights that I will bring home, that I will bring back to my work for the World Council of Churches. So that in itself should not be underestimated.
Men viktigast ändå är det offentliga vittnesbörd som kyrkorna utgör tillsammans.
I think the voice of the churches, with all the different contexts in the nations and cultural contexts that we come from, is more important than ever. Because we live in a divided world. We live in a wounded world. And we need institutions, communities, who are deeply locally rooted and at the same time live from a universal, from a global horizon. And that is exactly what the church is.
I slutet av ekumeniska veckan anslöt runt 1400 unga vuxna till olika evenemang. Och många av dem gav uttryck för glädjen i att vara en del av något större än bara det egna sammanhanget. Något som gladde kyrkornas världsråds ordförande.
I have had many talks to young people here at the conference. And it really inspired me to hear how that spirit has taken over in their hearts. Once you have had this experience, you continue and you understand what a fortune, what a wonderful thing in life this is to feel this connectedness of people beyond those normal barriers. So let's look for opportunities in our parishes, maybe through partnerships with churches in other countries, through digital channels that don't need any CO2 emission for planes or anything, and just come together. To give one example, a choir, an ecumenical choir that came together digitally by young people in different parts of the world who were singing in the digital channel, and it worked. I thought that was a beautiful example and a beautiful metaphor for what this ecumenical movement is all about. We are one big choir with different voices, lower voices, higher voices, and also different lines we sing. But in the end, it's a beautiful choir and a beautiful harmony. That is the vision of the ecumenical movement.
Med sig tillbaka hem till Tyskland tar han alla personliga möten som han haft under veckan.
I have heard sad stories, but I needed to hear those sad stories of certain contexts where people are suffering. And I have seen happy people that are rejoicing in this spirit of love. And I have seen young people sing in the choir on the square here in the garden, that just inspired me, that made me happy, and that made me envision this big choir of the ecumenical movement where people share their talents and their resources and spread the spirit of joy.
And I heard that you were so inspired that you also danced a little bit.
Oh, when there is a good rhythm, I can never resist to join in dancing.